Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmasar Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Misakta Maisos. We're in the fourth paragraph of Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah begins Hakovei Shasole Kamolei Achayev. If a person pickles, partially cooks, or salts for produce, he's obligated to separate Maisos. Hamechamein Ba'adama Pater. If he goes ahead and he buries them in the ground to sort of get the benefits for and heat it up a little bit, that's not called completion, as though the other things are called putting them into storage. But this is not necessarily a sign of significant degree to be considered normal bishul, and so therefore it would be pater. Hamatabo basad pater. Similarly, if a person's eating vegetables as he's walking around in the field, right, and he dips them in salt or in vinegar, so even though the same thing that when it's done at home is a mechayev for maaser, like we saw in the first line in the Mishnah, but here he's doing it in the field, and like one by one, it's not going to be enough to be mechayev him. Hapotzeis isim shiatzem em asraf. If somebody crushes olives to release the bitterness, so in such a situation, pottery is going to be exempt. In this situation, he didn't do anything. Also, if he squeezed it onto his body directly, he is pater. If he did it into his hand, that's more similar to the way that things are normally pressed. It would be impressive, so therefore he would be chayev. It would leave an imprint, and so therefore he would be chayev in maisus under those circumstances. Hamakapi letavshel pater. If he skims wine into a pot of cooked food, he's exempt from separating maisur in that situation, because in such a situation, that's not called really establishing it. Likdeir, but if you put it into an empty pot, so then chayev meishu kibar katan, then he's chayev because then it's like he's putting it into a little pit. What if you had children who hid some figs in the field with the intention of enjoying them for a Shabbos snack? And then they forgot to separate maisros, right? Lo ye'achlu l'motzei Shabbos ad she'yasru. They can't eat them after Shabbos until the maaser is separated. Not only are they not able to eat them as casually on Shabbos, when even a snack takes on the status of a regular meal, but even after Shabbos, in that situation, retroactive, it doesn't go backwards. They have to separate the maaser. So once it was hooked by the maaser, it doesn't undo itself. So the Shabbos becomes a koveya l'maaser, you know, for that this particular situation. Now, Kalkalas HaShabbos, what do you do with the basket that is there for Shabbos? Right? So, Beishamay Potrin, Beisal Mechayvin. Beishamay says the basket is exempt from separating Maaser, and Beisal says you're chayv to separate Maaser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afalokei Dasa Kalkala, Lishloach Lechaveiro, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyasaser. Rabbi Yehuda says you can pick a basket of produce to send to your friend. He can't eat it until he separates maaser from it, because picking in that situation is establishing it for a purposes of a kvias, and so since that is the case, it's already established that it is set aside for maaser. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.